Well, my story comes up now with news that, as many parents, aunties and uncles probably know full well, kids get much more tired out simply by walking around than us adults do. And now scientists have taken a step closer to understanding why this might be. It's not just that they run up and down more, or that we actually get more efficient at walking as we grow taller, but in fact it's all about having longer legs. Publishing in the Journal of Experimental Biology, Peter Wayand from the Southern Methodist University in the US led a team of researchers who investigated the metabolism and gait of a group of walking volunteers, and they ranged from 5 to 32 years old, and they were between 3 and over 6 feet tall. Well, it's already known that across all sorts of different animals, those that are smaller and have smaller bodies use more energy per unit of mass than larger animals. But this doesn't actually give us a full answer as to why little people use up more energy walking around. And it's more than just a factor of just their different metabolic rates. Something else is going on. Well, Wayne's team monitored the energy used up by each volunteer as they were asked to walk on a treadmill at different speeds, ranging from half to just under 2 metres a second. And what they discovered was that smaller people used the same amount of energy per stride as taller folk. But obviously, with littler legs, they have to take more strides to cover the same ground, using up more energy in the process. So essentially, if you scaled up a 3-foot 5-year-old to be the same size as a 6-foot adult, sounds quite terrifying to me, but if you were to do that, they would actually walk at exactly the same, in exactly the same way, revealing that grown-ups don't have a different, more economic way of walking. They just benefit from having longer legs, essentially.
So if the 5-year-old was on stilts, that actually would be more efficient?
They would use, technically, they would use less energy, I suppose, although they have obviously got to be able to walk on the stilts and figure out using their muscles in a different way, because the stilt isn't their own body, essentially. But it is all about the gait and the stature. So essentially, it is all about how many strides you take to cover a bit of ground. So yeah, if it was a 5-year-old who could use stilts, I guess that would work. But the kind of neat thing that comes out of these findings, not just, you know, it's not just a case of scientific interest, it's actually a good application of it too, which is that they've got an equation now which really accurately calculates the energetic cost of walking, and that could be fed into applications for things like pedometers and treadmills by inputting not just your weight, as many current machines do at the moment. If you put your height in as well, we could now get a much more accurate representation of how many calories you're likely to burn over a certain distance. And certainly from my perspective, this is fantastic, because it means next time I'm at the gym on the treadmill running next to an elegant tall athlete, I've got a genuine scientific excuse for finding it much harder work, because just like toddlers, us vertically challenged folk use much more energy just getting around.
Well, sadly, I am 6 foot tall, and so I don't have that excuse, and I'm afraid just have to blame it on not being very fit.